98 FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Very happy to welcome a friend of the show to the studio, Martin Tully. And you'll know the name Tully because of Oran Tully, who is and was a League of Ireland legend, massive Chelsea fan, who came on the That's What I Call Sport here on 98 FM with us. Oh, back in 2014, Martin, was it?
I believe it was, early 2014, yeah. Just after he appeared on TV.
Yeah, Oran was on Sky Sports' My Special Day with Chelsea and John Terry, Roman Abramovich, Frank Lampard, and we'll hear about that in just a second. But first of all, Dave, a photo of myself and Oran, and this was back, Martin. There you go, have a look at the screen there. It doesn't do me any favours, for sure, and that's the day when he was on with the late, great Johnny Lyons, who was one of my best friends and a presenter here for years, who also passed away, and Oran, unfortunately, passed away on August 26th. Of last year, age just 19, and a massive part of your life. I used to see him at all the League of Ireland games over the last couple of years, and ever since I met him back on the 98 FM show, we've kind of been able to keep in touch, and you're here to tell us about a big game in his honour, Skerry's Town, his local club against Bowes, his League of Ireland club, coming up very shortly.
It is coming up Saturday week, August 17th, 5 o'clock in Park Lane and Skerry's. Both clubs have agreed to the fixture. It was suggested by the Skerry's lads to do a charity match in Oran's honour. And the obvious club to pick was Bohemians. Both of them were delighted to accept the invitation, and it's a great honour, like, for us parents, myself and Claire, to have this match in Skerry's, and see, hopefully a good few Bowes supporters and other League of Ireland clubs will come along to support us. And it's to good cause. The Bohemian Foundation and Skerry's Youth Support Services are the two charities we're raising the funds for, and all funds raised on the day will go to both of those.
Yeah, tickets are €10 for adults. It's the fiver for kids, and one kid goes free with every paying adult as well. And we're going to have some great football, hopefully, on show. It's 5 o'clock on Saturday, 17th of August, at Park Lane in Skerry's Town. And a fantastic photo of Oran with his Chelsea gear on the front page of the banner as well. Now, before we go any further, we want to bring you back to the That's What I Call Sport, back in and around 2014, when the legend that is Oran Tully and his dad Martin joined the legendary Johnny Lyons in studio. Here's a listen to what went on. This is very shortly after Oran became very famous on Sky Sports' My Special Day with Chelsea, when he met some of his heroes over there in Stamford Bridge.
Oran Tully, how are you?
Grand, Johnny, how are you?
It's fantastic to see you. It was one of the stars of Sky Sport in that My Special Day series.
And it wasn't just the players who had keen to meet Oran. Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich also came to say a rare hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
Can you sign my jersey? Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What was your greatest moment in your 10 years with Chelsea?
Champions League.
I thought so. See ya.
Okay, that's the Roman Abramovich clip. That was hilarious stuff. That's the only time Roman Abramovich has been played on television, is that right? Exclusive interview with the main man.
I should take your job off after that, Johnny.
There was even one surprise we didn't set up.
Oran!
Chelsea's chief executive, Ron Gourlay, had a special guest of his own at the game.
So Rafa Nadal and Ron Gourlay walk out next to each other, and the most important one is...
Ron Gourlay.
Then came the moment Oran had been waiting for, his chance to meet John.
Hey.
Hello, mate, how are you?
Good.
I've heard you've even got an interview with Roman. Yep. You ask him a question?
Yeah.
You know, that's the first time ever.
I know, yeah.
So I've got a little special something for you in here as well. I've got my shirt from tonight's game. You might have to wash it, though.
I never get it back.
And more importantly, you've got to wear the armband.
Oh, hell yeah.
On the left arm, yeah?
Yeah.
There we go.
I never get it back if you took it home to wash it.
You would, I'll bring it to you.
Well, what was your first time there? Can you remember?
We went to see Chelsea and Arsenal.
Yeah.
And Chelsea had 1-2-0.
Ah, now that you mention Chelsea-Arsenal, now there's a good story about this, folks, as to why Oran Tully is a Chelsea fan. Do you want to tell us?
No, you can tell them, Johnny.
No, you tell them. You tell them about the cup final.
Well, it was 2007. Chelsea were playing Arsenal in the cup final. I couldn't decide between the two, so I decided to support the winner, and Chelsea came out on top.
Thank you very much, folks, for coming in.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff there. That is Oran Tully and Johnny Lyons on 98 FM, all the way back in the round, the end of 2013, 2014, and Martin, you appeared on that show as well, and there was a great photo of yourself over in Stamford Bridge with Oran. Bring us back to then, and I suppose for people tuning in who aren't sure of Oran's story, he was quite sick, and you guys applied for him to go and have a special day with Chelsea, and that's exactly what happened.
That's right, yeah. Sky Sports ran the My Special Day series for about 3 years. It's children who had illnesses to fulfil their dreams of going to meet their sports stars. So we put an application in for Oran to go and meet one of the Chelsea players. It turned out it was John Terry. was a great trip for us. We went over one day, picked up in a limo in the airport, as you would be, going to see Chelsea. Went to Chelsea, we saw the match, got introduced to all the players afterwards, and a great day out then the next day with John Terry. Owen was very sick, I suppose. As a baby, he was very sick, and he continued to be sick then for on and off throughout his life. But he had a very serious bowel condition from about 2009 to when he passed away, which basically meant our lives revolved around Owen. Like, our days were timetabled around Owen. We had to, anything Owen was doing, we had to schedule him being connected up to his food each night around that, and disconnected in the morning. And it was a long process to connect. It was about 45 minutes to connect, 45 minutes to disconnect in the morning. So you can imagine that took up a big chunk of your life, and one of us always had to be there with him, not with him all the time, but available to him all the time. So it's a huge hold in our lives, like, when since he's gone. And like, my wife it's a struggle for both of us, but we do our best to keep going. Hopefully, you know, the likes of this match coming on, it's lovely, the memories it gives you, and even like the tributes from Bohemians and the other League of Ireland community. I'm sure you saw the round of applause from last year at all the League of Ireland matches after he passed away. That was a great honour, like, you know, to get that.
Yeah, and we're just seeing an image on screen here of rest in peace to Ginger Mourinho. And Owen was known as Ginger Mourinho around the League of Ireland. And he also was becoming a League of Ireland journalist too. And, you know, again, saw him at every Bowes match, and he was coming up from the press box and always saying hello and always having a chat as well. And someone who was very, very well known around the League of Ireland circles as well. And we're looking at a photo on screen now for those who are listening to the podcast of Owen. A very famous photo, and I'd like Martin to tell us more. You can see Owen at the top of the picture there. We've highlighted him in red among the Bowes fans, and the Bowes jersey that Owen was actually wearing that night is just behind us here in studio. And that was one of the very many times, Martin, in the last number of matches that Bowes have beaten Rovers.
It was indeed. That was out in Tala. I can't remember which one that one was, but I think it's 5 in a row now, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And Owen would have loved it. I mean, the last match that Bowes played before he passed away was against Rovers in Tala, which they won 2-1, if I recollect correctly. And he absolutely would have loved to be there. Unfortunately, he couldn't be. His last tweet was about that match as well. So he loved the form that Bowes are in at the minute as well, doing so well in the league and beating Rovers all the time, of course. So, but that picture was just brilliant. I think it was Luke O'Riordan and Bowes did the picture, put in black and white and even Owen in colour. And it's a beautiful picture. Like, you know, you have it in framed at home, and it's a great one to have. It's one of our best memories for him.
Yeah, and they say, you know, you can tell a lot about a person from their wallet, and Martin has Oren's wallet with him, and there's some really nice memories of Oren's football in it involving Chelsea and the League of Ireland from a Bowes point of view, and also from a media point of view as well. And Martin, you were just showing me off air there. You might just, you know, have a look through it and explain to us exactly what's in it.
The first card ticket, it's his FAI season ticket, which sadly he never got to use. It was for 2018-19. So he passed away in August. The first match was in September. And sadly, he didn't get to use that one. But the ones he did get to use, he got to use his FAI media pass the previous year, 2018. And
I have my own one in here somewhere. We can probably compare. Get it out for you here now. Yeah, there we go. So there's and he was, my one from 2018 and Oren's as well.
And he was delighted to get this pass because he knew quite a few people, probably Jamie was among them, who couldn't get theirs before he got his.
Yeah.
In that particular year. He knew people who'd applied before him and they didn't get theirs and he got his. I also have a season ticket from 2016 in Bowes. He got that as a... He purchased that as an early Christmas present for himself.
Nice.
Because they were going cheap as a juvenile. We won't tell anybody that he was over 13 at the time. he looked a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And then the last one I have here is Chelsea ticket membership, which he used to purchase his tickets to Chelsea home and away in England whenever he got the chance to go over. After, of course, seeing Bowes on a Friday night.
Yeah, and we also have some tickets here for Euro 2016. We have his Chelsea woolly hat with a lot of the badges and his Ireland cap as well. And he was a man for every time he went to a game, he wanted to collect something to remember, or for him to remember the game and to kind of prove that he'd been there.
He did. You can see from his hat here, both the Chelsea hat here, which has a lot of badges from various clubs that he visited with Chelsea, or various memorabilia from Chelsea itself. We've got the likes of Fabregas on there and various Diego Costa and a few others there from great memories. He also has his Ireland badge, of course, to show that he's an Ireland supporter.
Yeah, very nice. And the FAI cap as well, with some unbelievable, there goes my pen, some unbelievable little badges. I used to collect them myself when I was a kid, and I kind of stopped, and it's a big regret, like.
Every match, I can't remember when he started. He started around 2015 or so, and every match he went to then, he got a match day badge, either one for Ireland versus the country or one for the country itself. So many, many great matches, many great memories. And just when you mentioned the tickets in Ireland, like he dragged me along to Euro 2016. I have to admit now, he organised the trip himself. He organised the flights anyway. He made sure we got out there as cheap as we could. We flew into Dusseldorf, drove up near Paris, stayed there for the 11 days, and we went to six different matches, including obviously the three Ireland group games. And it was a great trip, and I'm delighted now I did it, because it's something he wanted to do. And we knew he wouldn't be able to get to Russia because of his medical condition. Mm-hmm. We knew Qatar was out again because of his medical condition. So, and now that we've done this one, it's a great memory to have, because he got to do what he really loved.
Yeah, and if we look as well about, you know, the 7 or 8 Chelsea games that Oran got to go to as well, plus the Euros, plus all of the Bowes matches as well, like he was 19 when he died, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So, like, for someone of that age to have got to so many brilliant football matches around the world, most of them with you as well, I know it's, you know, in hindsight, I'm sure, you know, a sad memory, but as well to have all those moments and the photos and the souvenirs is something that I'm sure you can look back on at, you know, at different times and have a laugh and have a smile and maybe have a cry as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember one weekend, actually, we went to 3 matches in England. My brother had a good friend who was well connected. My brother's well connected, and he had a good friend in London, John. I can't remember his surname, but John anyway supplied us with tickets to see Fulham and Aston Villa, Arsenal, and Newcastle, and then Chelsea and Fulham, on all in the space of 4 days. And it was a great trip for him. He was in hospital at the time in Great Ormond Street, so it was a tough trip. But he was well enough to go to all 3 matches, thankfully, because he got very sick, actually, about 2 days after the 3rd match. So it was great that he got to see those games, and really, really enjoyed that trip. But and as many others we enjoyed, like we went to Great Ormond Street a number of occasions, and every time we made sure we got to a football match or two, just to brighten up the occasion. Because when you go to Great Ormond Street, it's not for good reasons. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with you, or how can we fix you, and they don't always succeed.
Yeah, and we're speaking on a League of Ireland podcast, Martin, too. Tell me and us about Oran's love of Bowes, where it came from, and the importance of the club in his life, because, again, you know, we're seeing one of the banners here. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for, you know, a good time. Oran had a great time, and lots of those great memories involved Bohemians.
They did. We went to our first League of Ireland matches. His older brother, Darrell, became a Shelbourne supporter when he was young, but Oran was having none of that. He wasn't interested in that Sheridan and Talca, so he decided to adopt another club. And when he was about 14, 15, Bowes came on the horizon. And on and off, he went to them over the 4th season, but by 2016, he was a regular, and he was at every single match. He travelled wherever he could. He travelled away. He certainly went to all the home matches. Wherever he could, he travelled away, and we could tell, like, a lot of the players, through his YouTube channel, he was interviewing Bowes players, and they all got to know him, and they chat to him after games, and he get his interviews. He get them up almost live, not quite, but up on his channel, and he just became known around the club and loved them. And to be honest, on the day of his funeral, We walked the last couple of minutes up to the church, and as we stepped out of the car, the whole Bowes squad was there.
Yeah.
And it was a great tribute from them.
Yeah.
You know, so it showed us what he meant to them as much as what, you know, they meant to him.
Yeah.
Because only the week before, we actually met, I mentioned the Bohemian Foundation, who the matches in aid of, along with the Scary Youth Support Services. But the week before Oran passed away, we met Oscar Brennan, former Bowes player,
yeah,
who he was on his way into Mountjoy Prison, because the Bohemian Foundation do some work with Mountjoy and trying to rehabilitate prisoners before they come out. And Oran happened to meet Oscar, as I say, a week before he died. They had to chat for about 10, 15 minutes, and then he headed off into the prison. Well, we were just walking around the hospital trying to give Oran a bit of air and a bit of sanity, to be honest with you, from being locked in a dark room in a hospital.
Yeah, yeah. And but, I suppose the relationship that those players had with him as well is probably shown, you know, by the fact that they were at the funeral and they were there. And you know, after that period when all of the, you know, the League of Ireland games, particularly bows and the rounds of applause and the cheers, and you know, that hasn't been forgotten now. I'm sure there's different times where, you know, Oran's name is chanted and stuff. And again, that's something that, you know, the legacy that he's left on a lot of people, you know, from these football clubs is something incredible, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, we were all sitting at home after the funeral, day after the funeral, and it was a full round of the League of Ireland matches on, and they were given a 90-minute applause for him. And it was fantastic just to see everything coming in on Twitter and Facebook, and it gave us great comfort. And just to have that there as a memory is fantastic. But Bowes in particular, I mean, Bowes have been absolutely brilliant. They really have. Chris Bryan, the president, he brought us down to a couple of matches. They looked after us at the club. At the recent friendly against Chelsea, they did a minute's silence or a round of applause for them. And it was overall, like, they've just been fantastic. They're a real family club. They look after people. I never realised how good they were until Oran passed away. Like, you know, it was you realise then, like, not just how good Bowes are, but a lot of the League of Ireland clubs, they're very much the same. They're all community clubs. They're looking after, they look after their own. You come and look, if you do a bit for them, they look after you. And in fairness, you know, Bowes have been fantastic for us.
Yeah, and that famous Bohemians jersey as well is just over my right shoulder, Dave. I'm not sure if we can see it. It's just over Martin's shoulder there as well. And again, that iconic photo, really, of Oran and at that match, cheering on Bowes against Rovers as well, and how he would have loved to be at the most recent Bowes and Rovers games as well. And here's a little look as well at the poster for the game, which I'll go with that camera there, sorry Dave, which is Oran's charity football match taking place in Skerries and Park Road on Saturday, August 17th. Skerries Town Football Club, and Martin is in his Skerries colours there against Bohemians. Adult tickets are a tenner, there it is on screen there, adult tickets are a tenner. Kids are just a fiver and one child goes free with every adult as well. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock, all in memory of Oran Tully. And the proceeds going to the Skerries Youth Support Services and also the Bohemian Foundation. And Martin, just lastly, you're looking forward to being at the game. What can we expect from it? Hopefully a massive crowd. I'm at a game in Monaghan that afternoon, but I'm hoping to get home as quickly as I can and get up to Skerries and cheer the lads on and watch Skerries against Bowes and, you know, his two clubs, because he was, of course, when he was younger as well, he was a very active coach in Skerries. When he had to stop playing, he started coaching there straight away, and you know, for his two clubs to be playing a football match for him in his hometown is something that I'm sure you're looking forward to going to be a part of.
I am, like, even all the people in Skerries were involved in putting it together, and it's got a great reaction around Skerries. I'm actually expecting a good game, because, like, as you know, Bohemians are a League of Ireland club. Skerries are about four leagues below them in Leinster Senior League, and Bowes won't want to be beaten by Skerries, and Skerries will be wanting to put it up to Bowes and see how good they really are. And I reckon it'll be a good, entertaining game. It's Skerries' first game of the season, so hopefully everybody who comes along will get some good football to watch, and they'll raise good money for charity as well, like, which is what it's all about, and give us another nice memory of Oran as well.
Lastly, the key question, who would Oran have been cheering for?
They're going to kill me in Skerries, but I think Bowes.
And if it was Bowes against Chelsea, this is a more important question.
I would have gone
with Chelsea when I first met him, but having seen him the last few years, I would have said he would have went with Bowes.
I'd be certain that Bowes won for the Bowes and Chelsea, 100%. It'd be Bowes.
Martin Tully, thanks a million for coming in. Appreciate your time, remembering a fantastic young person. The best of luck with the game. We'll keep in touch. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.